Any comments on this? Austria?
Well, I think it's not, as we have discussed this agenda item for several times, it is time to come to an agreement. And my proposal would be to invite countries to make offers for the seat of the Secretariat. We know how big this office should be because we have the square meters request necessary in our papers. Yeah, that's my hope, that until perhaps with a deadline, the Secretariat could write a letter to all commissioners to invite to submit proposals, deadline end of September. And at the next annual meeting in the F&A committee, we should have hopefully some proposals on the table. Thank you.
That was a proposal how to proceed on this matter. Monaco?
Yes, sir. The Secretariat currently rents at market price a house for its offices in the absence of a full headquarter agreement with the UK. And the expiration of the lease in a few years provides, I think, for us an excellent opportunity to consider alternatives to either continuing to rent at a fairly high rate or buying the house or similar property. Alternative would involve, as suggested by Austria, considering perhaps whether the UK, preferably, or any other member state of this organization would consider signing a headquarter agreement with the Commission to host it in more favorable economical conditions than currently available. You remember the discussion on the cost of meetings that could be held by default in the host country. They are very, very high cost indeed in the UK at present. It is often the case that a host country agreement provides for very moderate access to convention centers in the host country or meeting rooms. And as advanced by Austria, I think the most reasonable and cost-effective step to take at this moment, Mr. Chairman, is to indeed ask the Secretariat to invite countries in the coming months and certainly within a set time, say before the end of the year, to receive offers by interested governments responding to well-defined parameters to this effect, like the size, the area, the number of offices, and other also facilities which the host country could provide to assist this commission. And those offers, provided in response to, a formatted questionnaire, would be copied to each member country so that we could reflect upon it fairly soon and certainly be prepared at the next annual meeting to decide on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you. This is more or less similar to Austria's proposal, seen away from the fact that you are a little more patient as to the deadline. Then I have Mali.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je pense qu'à l'instar des autres organisations internationales, je soutiens la proposition faite par Monaco. Les pays qui souhaitent abriter le siège de l'organisation signent un accord de siège avec l'organisation. Ceci allège sérieusement les charges de cette organisation en matière d'habitat. Merci.
And United Kingdom.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Of course, I'm not in the least worried if you want to find ways of moving the Secretariat somewhere else. I think, however, that any questionnaire that goes out needs to be quite specific so that governments can be asked to provide a given set of things, and their willingness to do so can then be judged. My difficulty is that we haven't actually seen the format of this, and I would like to suggest that in fact the Secretariat should work up this document during the course of this year, and we could take the action proposed by Austria the following year once we've approved the terms which the Secretariat is asking for. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
France.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. La France est favorable à tout ce qui va dans le sens de la rationalisation du budget. Elle est donc favorable à la démarche proposée et soutenue par l'Autriche, Monaco, entre autres. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Switzerland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Switzerland is of the opinion, like Austria and Monaco, that the real estate problem encountered by the Secretariat is a window of opportunity for exploring other scenarios than the five presented by maintaining the housing of the Secretariat in Cambridge. I agree with Monaco, we should have a deadline. Why? The goal is to have at the next COP all the offers made by the government in order to have a comparative view of what is offered and in order that member states can make sound decisions related to budget. Because this decision will have very important implications and consequences at the, with regard to budget. Now, I slightly disagree with UK because the form is very easy to do. And actually, I came back to my government and they told me that what should be specified in the form is very simple. It's just the number of working seats, the square meters requested, and some other things which are not so important. Do they need parking places? Do they need direct access to public transportation? And that's all. So the form is extremely easy to do. That's why I think we should proceed in a correct framework, meaning that I would encourage the Secretariat to write to all the governments with such parameters, let's say until the end of August. And then I think all the interested governments should reply until the end of January 2007. And with all this data, then the committee in charge of the budget will be able to have a clear picture of the disadvantages and advantages of the location of the Secretariat. And I just repeat that the implication will be huge. Also, with regards to organizing the COP, we've seen that organizing the COP in UK implies huge, huge costs. And I'm sure that there are some hosting countries which can provide for free international convention center. So that's the timetable that I propose and also the parameters which are at stake. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, and I have four more speakers. I hope we can draw a line here because we are really running out of time now. Germany.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Germany is also in favor of the possible option to get another seat for the Secretariat, which might have the consequence that we would save some money for the budget. And concerning the timetable and the questionnaire, I propose to you, Mr. Chairman, to ask the Secretariat about it, how this can be best organized and fitted into the time frame that is available. Thank you.
Thank you. Then US.
Thank you, Chair. I think both these points have been raised before in this discussion, and the US is, of course, sympathetic and concerned about cost, but I think in this analysis or evaluation, we would like to see some consideration of what it would mean in terms of the potential staff turnover and what the cost or disruption would be in terms of potential staff turnover for a move that's been at least discussed, as well as any proposal should include the transportation costs and per diem costs, presumably with the understanding that there will be many meetings in this area. And we should have some idea of how the cost of a new site would compare to the cost of the existing site. Thank you.
Thank you. before I draw the line, I now have two speakers. I have to be a little tough because we are really running out of time. That is Belgium.
Oui, merci. La Belgique partage l'approche proposée par la Suisse. Merci.
Thank you. Australia.
Thank you. We would support the approach of Austria and Switzerland. I do take US's points, and perhaps the advisory committee can assist in terms of handling some of those aspects as the secretary works through the advice.
Thank you. This is naturally a real critical, important matter for this organization for a number of reasons. Something to do with tradition, also something to do with the secretariat, its staff, but naturally also for our budget. So I think something which we shall discuss, but we shall move with a little care and at least in a very cautious manner to be sure that we have turned around all the important stones, so to say that. I have heard a number of proposals as to how to proceed. I think that many of these proposals are following the line to ask the Secretariat to circulate a letter and call in comments proposals from different contracting governments. I don't know when the appropriate time deadlines will be. I think that I will. It makes sense to me. Naturally, I know that next annual meeting is reasonably early, May. On the other hand, I think that it may be a little too early to call in comments already in August. I mean, it's not much more than one month away, but I don't know if the Secretary may have some ideas what could be a reasonable time frame also for the Secretariat.
I think what I would prefer to do is work with the Advisory Committee to develop the right sort of letter, because I think there are some of the questions might be easy, but I think some of the things we should ask are probably not covered in what was suggested by Switzerland. And I think the comments made by the US were very pertinent as well. Plus the fact that if you move to being a sort of a truly intergovernmental organization, you start having all sorts of allowances for staff, which we don't currently have in the IWC Secretariat, spouse allowance and various other sorts of allowances. And we don't have that, and I think that needs to be built into the costs as well. So I would prefer to work with the Advisory Committee over the next couple of months and get something out in maybe September time frame.
Thank you. And that may be one of the purposes. Switzerland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to mention that in several host countries, the spouse is allowed to work like any other national, and the conditions for spouses are excellent. Even in some diplomatic service, the spouse doesn't get anything. So I think we shouldn't complicate too much. Huh? Thank you very much.
Thank you. I hope that it is agreeable to the plenary to follow the Secretary's proposal. We have, as a matter of fact, an advisory committee which is representative and which is catered for assisting the Secretariat in that type of matters. So I propose that we proceed in that way. Thank you.